I'm in a closet. I have a microphone and a headset just like you.
Dreams really do come true.
I'm a real podcaster.
You really are. Well, it's good to see your face. This took a while to happen.
Sorry. It's not just my fault. You canceled because you had an anniversary or something.
Did I say it was all your fault? You're reading into that. Feeling a little touchy today?
Just holding my ground.
Okay, you know, it's good.
It's my personality.
We even have a pop filter, too.
I know, because you told me about it.
It's going to change your life.
Well, honestly, I felt like I needed a microphone, because listening back to the past Problem Solved, I will try to make a witty one-word comment, but if we start talking at the same time, then you just become funnier than I do, because your voice drowns mine out.
Or...
You're just funnier than I am.
No. Or the editor works for me. So maybe it's always going to be skewed in my favor. I don't know.
She's just going to lower my voice and...
Like, Rebecca was too funny. Take that out. It's funny. Okay, so I thought before we started talking about personality tests, we could just... I mean, I just haven't talked to you in a while. So what's new? Or I could tell you what's new with me. Or
you go first.
Okay, so I'm having a remodel done of my kitchen. And I like to say that as if it means like a really actual remodel. I'm just getting a little eating nook. On TV shows, it takes like 30 minutes, but this has taken like 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like HGTV.
Well, did you get to at least hit a wall with a hammer?
I didn't even do that. We got to draw on the foundation and on the walls before we painted them. So that was kind of fun.
I saw that. That's neat.
Yeah.
And you hung some cute little felt balls.
Hung some felt balls. Sheep farm felt.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
That's fun.
Super fun.
I can't wait to see you. So when's it going to be done? When are you going to finally get to eat breakfast again?
Tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. See, you only had to wait one day for the reveal, and I had to wait like 3 weeks.
To me, it's like the HGTV show then.
It's true.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, and something else. This is such a bonehead mom move. It's my first one ever. Just kidding.
Whatever.
So I think I may have shared that my daughter and I have struggled through school since the beginning. Since the foundation of her being a person. So on Easter, I was talking to some friends at like an Easter party. And one of the girls, we were just talking about nothing really. And one of the girls said, listen, I've got some questions about school because I'm considering homeschool. I'm considering public. I'm considering private. And I just wanted to know because we had a private school and a homeschool and a public school. And then I do half and half.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah. I like to say I do everything too. That's what I'm always telling my husband. I do everything right around here. Anyway, you know, so we all got to talk about the different things, and I just love that she was being intentional about that time. And then one of the girls said, well, I put my son in late because he's a summer birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, if there could have been a light bulb on top of my head, it occurred to me that my daughter is like a year ahead in school. She is a summer birthday, and I put her in early, and she's going to an advanced school. So she's effectively a second grader in the fourth grade.
Oh, poor Peanut.
I know. That's why she hates school. And so I asked her, I said, so I was like willing this to not be something I had been doing to her for 4 years. I was like, you're like the oldest person in your class, right? She goes, oh no, I'm the youngest person in my class. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You are such a jerk mom.
I know. I had no idea. My birthday's in December. Okay. So I don't have to think about these things. There's no way for this to not be totally my fault. I'm a teacher. That's my job.
You are. You do everything. You're a teacher and a nurse. I didn't know you were a teacher.
Well, yeah, I have a master's in education before I became a nurse, but they never covered when should you start your kid in school. So.
True.
My bad. So we're doing third grade again.
That's good.
I feel like it's going to be a lot better this time.
My son did preschool twice because his birthday fell on the line and I actually thought about this.
Way to go.
And I was like, you know, I won't regret having him do preschool twice. So he did 2 years of preschool and now he's doing better than your daughter.
Yeah. Well, bless her heart. Like, she gave me like a little anemic, like, no, I don't want to. But I think we were both like, whatevs, this is going to be so much better. I said, you have like at least 9 years left of school. She goes, that's longer than I've been alive. I said, I know. Do you want this to be the way it is? She goes, no. So I took her to get a Frappuccino and broke the news to her.
The unicorn Frappuccino?
They're out.
Yeah, I know. Did they even exist? I don't even think
they
even
I saw pictures existed. Of them.
Well, that's all I saw too, but I can Google pictures of a unicorn and see those as well. Have you ever seen one of them in real life?
It's valid. Speaking of that, we were at the zoo the other day and my son was talking to another, I don't know, maybe he's 4 years old. There was some rumblings in the distance and the boy's like, I'm pretty sure that was a monster. And my son goes, whatever, monsters aren't real. It was a witch. It's like, it's so funny. It's perfect. Oh, man.
Couldn't it be thunder?
No, that wouldn't work.
Well, my kids have hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Oh, that's so good.
That's what we're dealing with right now.
Is that where, like, the skin peels off?
No, it's where you get rashes on your hand, your foot, and your mouth.
Aptly named.
Why can't all diseases be named so obvious?
I know. That's how Chinese food, like, dishes are. Like, beans and beef. I was like, what? That's all you got? But when you live there, you're like, you know exactly what's in it.
Yeah, it's helpful.
It is.
Yeah. They have a fever for one day, but they're acting totally fine, except I can't send them to school.
Oh, that's the worst. Lay down and be sick. Like when my dog, I don't know, stabbed himself in the foot and then walked around my whole house. You're injured. Park it.
Lay down.
Yeah.
Sit, dog.
Blood on everything. What medicine do you give for that?
It's a virus, so there's nothing.
Okay.
No antibiotic, just Tylenol if their mouth sores hurt.
Ow.
But it's not itchy. It's just a rash.
All of them have it?
Corbin doesn't yet, but it's highly contagious, so he will likely get it, and probably you will get it too, just because we're Skyping.
That is contagious. It's worse than pink eye. Grown-ups don't get it, do they?
I don't think so. I don't know. I've heard a couple grown-ups tell me that they've got it, but I feel like they're lying, because it's a kid disease. I don't think you can get it, but I don't want to tell them they're lying, you know, to their face. I'll just have them listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely lying.
Yeah.
They're lying. So what else? Anything else?
Let me think. I'm done with all my traveling. I know how much you love when I travel.
I'm tired of hearing about it. So what did you do? I saw you had a very cute picture with your husband on Instagram.
We went to St. Louis for a wedding and decided to stay an extra day because my parents were babysitting. So
perfect.
You know, I asked permission first and I told them I would like to stay an extra day. It wasn't that I said the wedding was 2 days long or anything.
Say, you know? Oh, sorry, they moved the wedding to next week. We're just going to stay all week.
Yeah. So it was good. We got to sleep in, take a nap, do whatever we wanted.
Doesn't that feel weird?
So weird. I kept trying to, like, take care of other people's kids in the airport. And I realized that when people try to take care of your kids, maybe they're just missing their own. You know?
Ah, okay.
Maybe it's not that you're doing a terrible job as a parent, but that person is missing their kids.
That's a really good perspective. Yeah. Well, so at our church, it's kind of like a moms group. It's like a young moms group, and I am one of the leaders of it. And I don't really like babies. Maybe I've said this. I never really have. I thought having like a baby in my house would change it, but it didn't. I mean, I'm kind to babies, but I just am not the person who needs, I don't, yeah, I am, but I'm not the person who needs to hold a baby. But in my role in the leadership thing of this thing, I've got to go ask women if I can hold their crying baby and like calm the baby down so that they can watch the talk. And I don't want to. And I feel like they think I'm weird because they don't know me. And so I'm having to go grab crying babies against my will and their will a lot of times, because it's kind of weird to have a person just come up and be like, I've got that baby, and then like walk away.
Right.
It's like baby theft.
I didn't realize this was an actual role. This is an interesting.
You're just supposed to try to help, you know, like they're overwhelmed. Right. And I'm like, well, I'm overwhelmed too, just not with babies. Why do I hold this crying baby?
I wish there was someone looking out for like areas of overwhelm in my life and would just come up and be like, listen, let me take that from you.
Yeah. Can I cook that for you? Can I sweep that for you? What's your area of overwhelm though? Like flying on a plane to a vacation? Because
stop.
Having your groceries delivered. Do you know how stressful? Is that just really wearing on you?
Yeah. You're cutting out. And I think that's the Lord telling you that you are in the wrong here. So I don't even know what you last said, because God protected my ears.
It was a doozy.
It's stressful to come back from vacation. My bag is still not unpacked.
I'm sorry.
You know?
Yeah, no, it's hard.
I have to go get my toothbrush from the front of the room. It's not in the bathroom.
I had no idea how difficult your journey has been. Now, I'm going on vacation next month, and it has been so long since I've been on vacation. I don't even know.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a good time. That's usually how it goes.
I hope so. It's with my sister. She's fantastic.
So you're going no kids?
No, we're going with all the kids. Yeah, but she has a girl and a boy too. So we're going to the beach.
Fun.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. Beach house and everything, like actual people go on actual vacation.
Nice.
Yes.
That's great. Proud of you.
Thank you. She planned the whole thing. All I have to do is go.
That's the best.
Yeah.
I have almost won a vacation with Lipsins.
Almost won one?
Yeah, I've almost qualified for a free trip.
Where do you get to go? What's the lipstick capital of the world?
Costa Rica.
My goodness.
If I do well enough, I can bring a friend. But that will probably end up being my husband.
No, and I think that we need to just widen the circle. Consider all the options. I would like to enter in to qualify as the girl who doesn't ever really get to go anywhere fun. Your husband hates Costa Rica. He's told me that so many times.
Right. The weird thing is, though, is that you have to go with all the other lip ladies. So you're like on a vacation with all the lip ladies. I just want to go by myself with my husband, you know?
Right. Okay, so I'm not invited officially. I just want to be clear.
I mean, you're a close second. Okay. Close second. Okay. If he turns down the opportunity, you will be my next call.
To go on a vacation with a lot of ladies. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want that. So maybe you can just be really rude and just like wear sunglasses the whole time and kind of snub them all.
That's my plan. And I'm not going to wear lipstick so they don't even know that I'm part of the group, you know?
So good.
No, I mean, I love my lip ladies.
Whatever.
I've been listening to some podcasts in the car with my youngest lately.
Okay.
And every single time I listen to one, he says, "Mommy, your friend just said," and he like repeats the last little bit, which one, I have to be careful what the content of the podcasts are now. He's like at that age. But two, he thinks I'm friends with every person who hosts a podcast because I do this show.
That's so funny.
Or he thinks they're all you, probably.
Hey, that's fine. As long as they're good podcasts, I don't mind being connected with that. Okay, so let's talk about personalities.
Let's do it.
I gotta find my right page. Oh man, I had a bunch of... Do you have your personality test up that we were gonna go over?
I was just gonna say, disclaimer, I was very prepared the first time we had this call scheduled, in which I could not find my headphones that had a microphone. You know, that was my fault. So I'm pretty prepared this time. I have the most important quiz pulled up.
Okay.
Which is, what is your spirit animal?
Oh, good.
I'm really excited to find this out. I know you already know what your spirit animal is.
Yes, but I don't like it. So I'm hoping to take it again and like what
get
I
get better. Get a different result?
Yeah.
Can you explain what a spirit animal is?
No. Can you? Not even a little bit. The animal that you remind people of?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. People say, like, it's my spirit animal. What, like, you become that or act like
it? Or it's what
like
you
it?
Identify with.
All right. I hope it's not a pig.
Do you want me to tell you what mine is, or are you just going to take it? Then we'll go over it.
Let's just take it. Do you want to take it with me?
Yeah, what's the website?
spiritanimal.info/spirit-animal-quiz.
Okay, I'll Google it. All right.
What is your favorite natural element? Our options are air, earth, fire, water, wood, space.
Space is a natural element.
That's what I know.
Well, I mean, like, you'll die without water and air.
You need something. It's not saying what you need. It's what's your favorite.
I really love wood in my house. I'm going to say wood.
I think I like space. I like to be alone.
Or at least not by any lipstick women. Sorry. Okay, I feel at peace with myself. You're already feeling really bad about that comment, I can tell. I feel at peace with myself most of the time.
Sorry, my page is still loading.
Oh, shoot.
What's going on? I don't have dial-up. Here we go. Okay, read it. Go.
I feel at peace with myself most of the time. Are we supposed to be honest?
Yes! Otherwise your spirit animal will be skewed.
And that is the last thing we want. Okay, I'm putting somewhat inaccurate. I wish I was like so zenny, but I'm not.
Yeah, I'm going to put the same. I feel like you can't tell me your answer next because I want to just pick whatever you're picking and that's not going to work out right. So
that in and of itself is a personality
problem. Hold your answer
until
I, okay. Yeah, exactly, until I have mine picked.
Okay.
I tend to be more down to earth than head in the clouds. Okay, I got that one.
Okay, I put very accurate.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Okay, continue and then wait for my page to load.
I find it easy to approach others.
Okay.
Very accurate.
Mine's very inaccurate.
What?
Yeah. Okay. I don't even like calling to order pizza.
What do you feel like you're imposing on them?
That's a good question. I've never thought about why I don't like calling to order things. I feel a little demanding.
But you're paying them. Do you feel like people are demanding when they order lipstick from you? Are you like, back off? Gosh, I'm trying to live my life here.
I don't know. I'm sure there's others out there like me. It's just, I don't know. I don't like calling the doctor. I don't like interacting with people.
Did it make you uncomfortable to call me just now?
Well, no. That's a routine. But I would not be sad had you had to cancel.
Wow. No, I agree. I always wish people would cancel podcasts with me too. Jeez. Okay, so I frequently do things without a specific schedule or plan.
Okay.
Very inaccurate.
Yes. I'm on the border of somewhat inaccurate and very inaccurate. I think I don't like to have a tight schedule, but I also don't like to be spontaneous.
Then I think it's not very inaccurate.
Okay, should I do somewhat inaccurate?
I think so.
Okay.
Because I love a tight schedule.
You do? You like to run from one thing to another and have like 10-minute buffers?
Well, I mean, it doesn't need to be a tight schedule. It just needs to be, there needs to be a very set schedule.
Okay. So, okay.
Not exactly so the same.
You don't like waking up and there's nothing on the calendar for the day.
Oh my gosh, that stresses me out. I have already planned the entire summer.
Okay, I think I need to move mine up to fairly accurate. I love days where there's nothing on the calendar.
Oh man, the kids fight and every... No, I can't do it. They gotta be too busy to know that they don't like each other. Okay, so the typical ordinary way feels like a betrayal of myself.
Are you reading the next page? Oh, yeah, mine just loaded. Okay. Wow. What is that?
You need to contact your internet provider.
I am in the closet today. I don't know if that helps. Okay, the typical ordinary way feels like a betrayal of myself. What? The typical ordinary way.
So, like, regular, handle regular.
Should have read these ahead of time. This one feels like a double negative to me, so I'm really having to understand what it means.
So do you like to do things the regular way, or do you like to do things a new way?
I don't like reinventing the wheel.
Okay. So then, well, hold it. Now I'm confused, too, because I agree. I like the ordinary way.
Yeah.
So then, it's very inaccurate. This is a confusing one.
This is. I'm just going to put somewhat inaccurate. I don't like being, like, too black and white. I like some gray areas.
A little bit of gray. Okay. I frequently come up with ideas and solutions out of nowhere.
What? Out of nowhere? Solutions to what? Ideas for what?
I'm unable to help you.
I'm going to put fairly accurate.
I am so black and white. I've only put very accurate and very inaccurate on all these.
I've only done the middle.
The more useful I am to others, the happier I am.
The more useful I am to others, the happier I am. I like being useful.
Okay, here's my problem with that. This is my first one that's not on the edges.
Your kids?
The more useful I am, the more people are jacking with me. So that's I'm true. Putting, but I do like being useful.
Are you ready? I have something really profound to say.
I would love to hear that.
You want to be useful. You don't want to be used.
Girl, yes.
Do you like how I got closer to my microphone for that?
I do. And a car drove by just then, so I'm still going to have to edit that out. I'm just kidding. So what did you put? I put fairly accurate.
That's what I'm putting too.
Okay.
Because I can't say very accurate to anything.
No, you can't. I spend a lot of time observing before I act. I married a stranger. I'm going to say no. It was a long time ago, but I still feel like it's a pretty good indicator.
Judge of character. I'm putting fairly accurate.
Of course.
I observe a lot.
Yeah. I don't think you need to read any of the rest of them. Just write fairly accurate for all of them.
Some of them might be somewhat inaccurate.
Okay.
Oh, I like to be impressive to others. That's very accurate. Who doesn't want to be impressive to others?
I think people who are like that kind of obstinate, like they want to go against the flow. And if the flow is impressed by this, then I'm going to do this other thing.
Oh, okay.
Like I had a friend, Heidi, who shaved her head in college.
Okay.
And we went to a small Christian college.
But see, she was impressive to the people in her little sphere then.
She was, but like to the general public, she knew that was not impressive and she was fine with it.
Okay.
I was actually there when her dad first saw her with a shaved head. I pieced out of that moment in a hurry.
Like, oh my God.
I'm always looking for new things to experience. Nope.
Yeah, somewhat inaccurate. But I did have my very first very accurate, just so you know.
Wow. With the impressive.
But yeah, I want to be impressive to others.
Okay.
So I hope you're impressed by me.
Quite. Very accurately. I live a fast-paced existence.
Very inaccurate.
Very accurate.
So funny. I at least strive for a slow-paced existence. Sometimes my life feels fast-paced and I don't enjoy that. So that's why I put very inaccurate.
Yeah.
This is my ideal spirit animal here.
That's true.
Maybe I'll be a turtle.
Maybe. How would you rather spend your free time?
Okay, we got to read these. I'd rather go outdoors and walk or hike in a park nearby. Read the next one.
Building something or engaging in a creative activity like arts and crafts.
Playing video games or watching a movie at home.
I would rather die. Very inaccurate. Getting together with my friends and have fun going out.
Read my favorite book or website in bed or on my couch. Gosh, that's a no-brainer.
You're going to read.
I'm totally going to read.
I would go outside.
That would be my second. Yeah.
Okay. I require lots of time alone to recharge.
Okay. Oh, yes. I'm very accurate.
Yes, me too. I seek out the secret of the universe. So these are always tricky.
The secret of the universe? I didn't even know there was one to seek out. Explain this to me.
Well, I mean, if you want to think about it as in a spiritual way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say yes, because I do. It just happens to be God.
Yeah, that makes sense. Very accurate.
I got my same spirit animal.
Oh, then it's true.
So sad. What is this. It? I'm a snake.
So am I.
What? No.
How can we both be a snake?
That is bogus.
Is the only answer a snake?
We had different answers almost the whole time.
But you've done it twice now and gotten snake both times.
Yep.
Are there any other options that this website will give you except a snake?
There's no way for me to know.
True. The snake animal meaning is powerfully connected to life force and primal energy. When the snake spirit animal appears in your life, it likely means that healing opportunities, change, important transitions, and increased energy are manifesting. Well, I will take all of those, please.
So there we go. More snakes.
We're both snakes. It's better than a pig.
But the devil was a snake.
Oof, yeah.
So, I'm glad we got that out of the way and we know what we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't care about history, but I always love looking up the history of these things. Okay, so I want to talk first about the history.
Got it.
Hippocrates.
Just take a little nap. Let me know when you're done. Just kidding.
Right now.
I want to learn something.
No, you don't. Hippocrates started like the whole thing with the four temperaments.
Okay.
That was in 460 BC for your information. Oh, wow. But then in 1916, Stanford made the IQ test.
Hmm.
So that's where we got that. And in World War I, they used it to determine if recruits had leadership qualities. So that's when they started doing personality tests. And the industry is worth $4 billion a year.
Wow. Now,
I paid $100,000 to take that spirit animal test just now. Did you?
Well, we might have. They might have gotten our information while we were on that website.
They might have.
Check your bank account.
So, all right. What other personality tests did you take?
Well, the one that I've taken and know the most about is the Myers-Briggs. Yes. Did you take that one?
I did. And again, I was hoping I'd get different answers. And I got the same answers. So there's the four letters and then there's one more letter at the end.
What? Like a silent letter? Letter E?
No. Okay. So the one I take has four and then there's a dash and then there's mine is T for turbulent. I don't know if that means I don't like my personality. I know. I feel so turbulent about that answer
I being hate on turbulent. There.
Anyway, every time I take it, it says at the end, you're turbulent. You snake.
So, what are the other options?
I don't know. Let me Google it. I was hoping that you had a letter at the end.
I never heard about a letter at the end. I'm an INFJ. What are you?
I'm an ESFJ.
Okay, so we got our F and our J. So I and E is introvert, extrovert. You're an extrovert?
You know, I really think I'm right on the line, like an ambivert. So I don't know. Yeah. It comes up as E. But I need a lot of time by myself. But that may just be since kids, because they're like...
Tried talking like 5 times and you keep talking at the same time.
Oh my gosh, Rebecca, I'm so sorry.
This microphone isn't helping me.
Oh, you go. You hold the magic talking stick.
It's true, though, since kids, because when I took this test last, I tested 100% introvert. And I know I'm not 100% introvert.
Right.
But since having kids, man, just give me some time alone in the bathroom or wherever, you know?
I agree. So then S, I'm sensing.
And in, I'm intuitive. So
what does that mean?
I can walk into a room and sense, even though I'm intuitive, like feel that something isn't right, or like have a conversation with a friend. I will totally miss that they colored their hair red, but I can feel that there's something not right in our relationship.
But I can do that too.
Not according to the test, you can't.
Man, I hate personality tests. Okay, so let me figure out, what is sensing then? Can that, I mean, you literally used my word in your definition.
I know. It's true. That's confusing. It's, you could walk into a room and see that the plate is off center on the wall, which yeah. I also do. I also
so you can do that too?
Maybe I'm intuiting that it's off.
I feel like I'm really into it. Okay, so sensing, paying attention to physical reality, what I see, hear, touch, taste, and smell. But I'm telling you, I can pick up on that other stuff too.
Well, you can do it all. You know, don't put yourself in a box.
Okay.
My husband hates these tests. He always says, I'm an N-E-I-L, because his name is Neil, and he just happens to have 4 letters.
And then dash T, turbulent.
Dash turbulent.
Okay, so you pay the most attention to impressions or meaning or patterns. You'd rather learn by thinking a problem through than by hands-on experience. Yeah, I don't want to think about anything. Nope. So you think more about the future than the past. You work with abstract theories. Those stress me out.
I like. You should just explain the rest, because...
Oh, okay, well...
That was good. I like whatever website you're on. That makes a lot of sense.
Myers-Briggs.org.
That's a good one to go to.
Mm-hmm. This is really off the wall. I'm just kind of...
All right, S and T. We're both... Oh, wait. I and S. Yeah, we're both S's.
No, hold it. No.
Oh, wait.
F. So confused.
But what's the next letter?
F.
F. And what's the other one? F or T, right? You're either a feeler or a thinker.
Okay.
Most women are probably feelers.
Yeah.
Okay, so read what it says about us as feelers.
Yeah, thinking or feeling. You know, thinking people like science and truth, and they don't value the people part of the situation. Doesn't sound that nice. But then feelers believe the best decisions are made by weighing what people care about and points of view of people involved. They're concerned with values and what's best for people. They like to establish and maintain harmony.
So basically, feelers are the best and thinkers are just like stone cold hearted.
Yes.
Good thing we're feelers.
Good thing. Good thing. Now we can say bad things about all the ones that aren't what we are, because we're finally on the same
page. We're both on the same page now. Oh,
yeah. Okay, so then J is what? Judging.
Judging.
So we're judgmental. Just kidding. Okay, so judging. To others, I seem like I prefer a planned or orderly way of life. I like to have things settled and organized. I feel more comfortable when decisions are made. I like to bring life under control as much as possible.
Yes.
I like to have a list of things to do. Yes. I like to get my work done before playing. 100%.
That's not me.
Not you.
That's not me. But it's okay. I don't have to be 100%.
Okay. Perceiving is what we are not. They like to adapt to the world rather than organize it. That just stresses me out. Why would you do that?
I know.
My husband's like that.
Neil is too.
I like to stay open and respond to whatever happens. What? No way.
No.
I like to keep plans to a minimum. That feels like you.
That does feel a little like me. That's probably, I'm probably less of a J than you are.
I'm very J.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you a funny story. So when we first went through this test and the instructor was, my husband and I did it together. He was telling us he, whatever he was, ended with a P. And we were talking about different things that that trait can express. And he was talking about something. He said, yeah, that's probably just my penis showing up.
Shoot.
Instead of like Janus, you know, or my, that was funny.
Did he know he was saying that?
Not till afterwards. Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate. You should also know that an INFJ, which is what I am, is only 1% of the population.
Oh my goodness. How did you find that?
Oh, just in my research, you know. Oh my goodness. Do you know what we should look up?
Yeah.
We should look up what celebrities are our same personality.
I wrote mine down.
You are so good. I'm looking mine up now. Okay. Who are some celebrities?
Okay.
Who are you?
Okay. So I'm a consul, whatever that means. That's the name of the of the thing I am.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what your name is?
No.
Okay.
You, so, console people?
I have no idea. Just go to 16personalities.com. Hang on.
Okay.
Let's get on the same page here a little. Literally.
Yeah, I see my name now. I'm an advocate. I'm quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealist.
Does that seem to make sense?
I don't know that I'm an idealist, but I'd like to think I'm quiet and mystical. Kind of like a unicorn.
There we go. It's coming full circle. My famous people are Bill Clinton, Taylor Swift.
I'm so jealous. You got Taylor Swift. I want to change my personality.
But here's the best one. Monica from Friends. Yes. I identify with her. I don't particularly like her, but I identify with her a lot.
I can see that. Yeah.
And Jack Shepherd from Lost, and he was super cute.
Yeah.
So.
Therefore, you are also.
Yes. So who are you? What famous person are you?
Mahatma Gandhi.
Okay.
Thomas Jefferson. Osama bin Laden. Adolf Hitler. This is getting worse.
Oh, yes. No.
Ooh, let's get to, where are the, like, current celebrities? Why are these all dead people?
Well, you are only the 1%.
Marilyn Manson? Come on.
No way.
Yes.
Are you kidding me
Okay, here we go.
Should
I'm getting
be afraid
to some
of you?
Should we all be like a little apparently.
My goodness.
Okay. I don't know half these people. Edward Norton, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay.
David Schwimmer. Okay. Monica. Whatever his name was. Ross. We're like... Oh, I was going to say we were married, but they were brother and sister. So
they were.
Different. That's different.
And so much better than Hitler.
That is way better than Hitler. Nicole Kidman. Okay. Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
Mel Gibson and Adam Sandler.
I love Adam Sandler. Mel Gibson's a little bit of a loose cannon, but bless him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's had some struggles.
Don't we all?
Okay. Sorry. I forget you and Mel have a lot in common. I'll back off.
We're the 1%.
It's true. So my strengths are that I'm practical and loyal, and I'm good at connecting with others.
All the aspects of a good podcaster.
Yeah, maybe. My weaknesses are I'm inflexible, but I am also worried about social status.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is totally true. And I'm vulnerable to criticism, so I just need you to be super nice to me if that's fine.
Got it.
Career path. I need to know that I am appreciated and that I've helped someone. It doesn't say what career path. But it makes sense if I'm a nurse.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. What was the first part besides help someone?
I need to know I'm appreciated.
Appreciated. Okay. So some positive reinforcement.
Yeah, that's what I need. So what else do you, what are your weaknesses? Did you already tell me?
You don't want to know my strengths, just my weaknesses?
Oh, I thought you already told me your strengths.
Maybe I did.
One of my weaknesses is listening.
Okay, so my strengths are creative, insightful, inspiring, and convincing, decisive, which I don't know about that part.
I think you are. And you're definitely creative. I mean, Better Life Bags.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, here, let's just get into the weaknesses. I'm sensitive.
People kill a lot of people.
Stop.
That's a problem.
I'm really sensitive, okay?
Okay.
I'm extremely private, which is also very true. Except I do open up deep, fast to few people. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like you tell me a lot of things.
You feel like a safe place to me.
Oh, that's so sweet. That makes me feel appreciated. It's a way to go. I need that.
This is working. Perfectionistic. I don't know. Maybe. I have a bit of that, I guess. Always need to have a cause. Just true. I need to know why I'm doing things.
Okay.
Can burn out easily. Yes, that happens every day. Burn out.
So what career path do you need?
Where did you see that? Oh, here we go. Oh, they even talk about parenthood. This website is amazing.
16personalities.com.
And they're not even sponsoring us. However, they should be.
They should.
Because of how much we're talking about them.
I'll send them an invoice.
Good idea. Okay. Some careers. Oh, okay. I just have to read it. It's not going to list things for me. I see.
Is your bread done?
I just made a sale.
Oh, yeah. You've done this before.
Accident. I don't do it on purpose.
Whatever. Okay. Oh, I just sold 73 mugs.
Stop. Good for you. Okay, I need to find meaning in my work to know that I'm helping and connecting with people. Yeah. Okay. I could be a counselor, psychologist, doctor, life coach, and spiritual guide are all attractive options.
There you go.
There we go.
So ultimately, personality tests, do you find them helpful or do you not?
I think it's helpful in knowing how to relate to people or why someone may be acting a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know, like, especially introvert, extrovert. I feel like that's the most important thing to know with your husband, your friends, even your kids. But I don't know. You can get real nitty gritty into this. And
I'd be interested in knowing more about it. I just can't ever remember, which is why I had to write down what I am, because I can't remember what I am ever.
Just not helpful.
And I'm not one of the main ones. You know, like, there's some that most people are, and you always hear people talk about it. I wish mm-hmm. I was one of those. I'm more of, like, an obscure one, and I...
But not as obscure as me.
Yes. I was gonna say, I'm really kind of glad there aren't, like, what made those other ones go off the rails like that? Manson? Hitler?
I'm sorry. You didn't look up any of your deceased personality types, so maybe you have some terrible ones. Just look it up. I'll tell you what website it was on.
Okay. What website?
CelebrityTypes.com.
I think you got all the bad ones, though, like, right off.
Yeah, there's not many left, that's for sure. Not that I can think of. But I did have Gandhi, so doesn't that...
No, that's super good.
Weigh it out? You probably have Jesus. You probably have Jesus on yours.
I don't know if he falls into any of these. E.S. Okay, Pope Francis.
I know.
Andrew Carnegie, who's very rich. Sarah Palin. Regis Philbin.
Yeah, you didn't have any bad guys.
Celine Dion, Mariah Carey.
You can sing.
Whitney Houston. Yes. Elton John. Love that guy. Love those glasses.
Well, congratulations on having the better personality.
But let me tell you, I'm looking and it says that it is somewhat linked my personality to the narcissistic personality disorder. Strongly linked to compulsive personality disorder.
So, hey, you know, there's pros and cons to everything.
It's a very good point. So funny. But I am really quick want to look about... I'll look about the turbulent personality thing.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's assertive versus turbulent. So, yeah. So it shows how confident we are in our abilities and decisions. So assertive are self-assured, even-tempered, and resistant to stress. Turbulent are self-conscious and sensitive to stress. They experience a wide range of emotions. Yep. That would be accurate.
Yes. Could this be... I really hate turbulence in an airplane. So that's okay. A stress. I mean, you know, that's a way to think about it. If you hate turbulence in an airplane, then likely you're turbulent.
Perhaps.
Because, like, out of control a little bit, you're stressed out about the situation.
I would like to move to the assertive side. How do I do that? Just calm the heck down.
Just calm the heck down.
So do you have any other things you want to talk about?
No.
Are you happy with how your microphone worked out for you?
I actually can't even hear myself, so I don't even know if it's working.
Yeah, well, I can hear you.
Okay, that's good. I've got these on that are noise reducing, so...
Those are really nice headphones.
I got them right before my trip to Ireland.
Just had to bring it up.
Which my parents paid for. My parents paid for that trip, so...
That's so nice. So my friend Chantel just went to Ireland, and then my husband bought Irish Spring soap, and so I kind of felt like we had the same experience.
Pretty much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. On a budget.
Right. So what's our next topic? Maybe people could actually send in some questions this time so we don't...
And maybe we could actually remember to ask people because I keep forgetting.
Right.
Yes. Are you off the internet right now?
I'm currently Skyping with you.
No.
Oh, you mean...
Jeez. Did it say sarcastic was part of your personality? Because that one burned. No,
Yes, I'm off the internet. It's the last week of the month.
Tell me how that's going.
It's not going so great.
Why? Because you're on it?
I've been scrolling Facebook. So I gave up Instagram, but then I'm just spending the same amount of time scrolling Facebook feeds. I don't know what happened.
Okay, so was it always to get off all of the internet? Was it?
That is the goal. Yes.
Okay. I don't like Facebook.
That... I don't either, but when Instagram is not an option.
Just stop Facebook, or what are you doing?
Listen, I guess part of my personality is, I don't know. I don't know how to tie that in. I was going to tie that in
real nice. You like to be connected.
I like to be connected. No, I don't know. I just need, it's a habit. So to be bored and to, I was like, oh, I can't go to Instagram because that's normally what I spend my time on. So then I replaced it. And but from here on out, it's the 26th. I have 4 more days, 5 including today. I am not going to get on Facebook. I'm going to read books. I'm going to color in a coloring book.
So good.
You know, I really, I just need to replace it with those other things.
Yes.
So, because I love my time off the internet.
What do you find is the best part about your time off the internet?
I feel like I get smaller. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. Does that make any sense? Like my world gets smaller.
Yeah.
What
does that feel like? What changes?
Quieter.
Okay.
It feels quieter. It feels more tangible, like in my hands, like a book in my hands, or coloring with my kids when normally they might be coloring and I'd be sitting there scrolling Instagram. Okay. So it feels just more like tangible.
Is there any part of you that wants to do that more than once a month?
No. Well, what were you going to say? You were going to give me another option.
Well, I didn't know if that was enough to kind of reset you for the other 3 weeks, or if you feel like you're being pulled towards that more because of how nice that time is.
I still think it's kind of hard for me to get off the internet. Mm-hmm. So it would be harder for me to do more than a week. But I like that it's 1 week. I like a full week versus just every weekend I'm going to turn it off, which I know some people do. But that's not enough for me to get into a rhythm because I think it takes me the first 2 days to detox or actually get off, which is probably where I am right now, is I'm still in that habit of like, oh, let's get back on, see what everyone's doing. So
it takes me a couple days. Do you take it off your
phone? I don't. That's what I should do. But see, I run a business too. So it gets a little tricky because I'll stay on somewhat for the business aspect, but get off for the personal. And then that's when the lines get fuzzy.
Okay.
I feel like you're judging me.
Well, that is part of my personality. There's a J in it. No, I'm just asking questions. I mean, you know, I tried it and it lasted like 12 hours. So I'm not judging you. I'm just asking for more of a behind the scenes, like what's it like? What are you experiencing? Mm-hmm. What's different?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I did it really well, this is my 4th month doing it. And I'd say the second month was the best I ever had, my best time. And I had a Kindle book on my phone ready so that when I picked up my phone or when I'm laying in bed with my kids because they need someone to lay with them for nighttime, mm-hmm. I could read my Kindle book versus scrolling something.
Okay.
I wasn't as prepared this time. It actually snuck up on me and I was like, whoa, I saw someone else post about it and use my hashtag in the quiet place.
Okay.
And they reminded me like, oh man, it's the last week of the month. So okay. I'm kind of entering this month behind.
Okay.
Mentally.
Isn't it funny how much preparation it takes to stop doing something?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, next month we're talking about fitness.
Yes.
I have similar habits that are hard for me to form or break with fitness. So I'm excited to talk about it. And I think everyone should send in their questions because there's a ton of questions about fitness.
Yes. All right.
All right.
Is that it?
I'm going to go work out.
Good for you. I already did.
Ding. You already did?
Yeah.
Good job.
I did. Yay. Unfortunately, the internet kept like the page wasn't loading all the way. And so I kept working out while they were frozen. And so I actually did more workout than I meant to.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I know.
Did you have to make up your own routine too while they were frozen?
No, I just kept doing the thing until I was like, hold it. You're not even moving anymore.
What? Come on, instructors.
So I'm taking tomorrow off.